So we're going to study from the Gur Arye on Parshas Sazria. The Maral in the Gur Arye discusses Rashi at the very beginning of Parshas Sazria. Rabbi Simloi in Vayikra Rabba says that just as man was the last of the creations in Maisa Bereshis, the laws concerning man and when does man become Tame, when and how does man then become Tahar, those laws as they pertain to Behemos and Chayos, Ophos and Shratzim were written first. And then the laws of the Tumah and Tahara of man came last. Just as in the case of creation, man was created last, so too the Torah of how man is Tameh or Tahar is cited in the Torah last. The Imlo Kain, Lama Makdim, Parshas Behema, Chaya V'Of, Leparshas Taras HaAdam. Why is it that although man, and the question is, man is the focal point, man is the height of creation and the most important of all of the creatures God made. Why then does the halacha of man and his tumah and tahara occur last? In Parshas Shmini, we had what are the ophos, what are the behemos, what are the laws of the nevelos of behemos and chayos, and the laws of the nevela of shratzim of the eight shemayna shratzim that are metama b'nevlasim. All of that comes before the laws of a woman, a yoledes, and her becoming tamei, or a mitzora becoming tamei, or a zav, or a zava, etc. Why? Man is, after all, at the very height of and the very raison d'etre of creation. Shouldn't the laws pertaining to man and his tumah and tahara come first? So the answer is that no, just as man was created last, so the halachos of man are also cited last. V'afal gav d'gabi b'riya mefarish b'gemara b'perek echad dini mominis. The Gemara in Sanhedrin explains why, in the case of creation, man was the last to be created. She'em yizga'e Adam, because if a person becomes haughty, if he says with a sense of inflated ego, oh, look how great and how important I am, Aymrim Lai, we say to him, afilu yutush kadamcha, even a simple gnat, a fly, existed and was created before you. The Bishvil Zeh Nivra Adam Achrayin L'Maisa Bereishis. V'od Yesh Tamim Acherim. There are other reasons. Other reasons are, for instance, so that man should not ever have thought, and it should never be possible to say that man was a partner in creating the rest of creation. If man came last, man wasn't there to partner with Hashem, so to speak, to create anything. And also, Kadesh Yikanes L'Mitzvah, so that we would immediately begin life with the Holy Shabbos, and so that everything would be prepared for us, so that everything would be like a Suda, prepared for us. So, there are other reasons, but the idea here is that man is, so to speak, different from everything else. Everything else is of a physical nature alone, where man is that which is physical with a soul blown into him by HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. That sets man apart. And that is why, as he's going to explain, the halachos of man are also different from the halachos of any other creature. The halachos of another creature pertain to what man will ultimately have to do with that animal. But they're not going to cause man to be more noble. The halacha of the Shemayna Shratzim is pertinent to man, but it does not necessarily lift man. It's not indicative of man being obligated to be greater than other creatures. The idea of putting man's halachos last, the Maharal is going to explain, is because without the halachos, without Torah, man is not complete. The process of Bria, the process of creation, is ongoing because there's a Torah. And the Torah says that man is to fulfill certain mitzvos and live by certain guidelines. And when man does so, then man is continuing to grow, to evolve, to become. That's only the case for man. The chayos and ofos and behemos, they are what they are. It's man who, with and through the kiyum of mitzvos and Torah, continues to develop, meaning that man's creation is ongoing, as it were. Let's continue. V'im ken kasha, kevin de'oysan tamim lo'shayachim. Those reasons really don't pertain to why the halachos of Tumah and Tahara of Chayis and Ofos come before those of man. Im kein b'teroson loma makdim behem achayev of l'teiras ha'adam. So then why are the halachos of man and Tumah and Tahara of man the last and not first? Why would it be that just as we were created last, the halachos are last? What's the parity? What's the logic there? V'deichek lemer, aydi demakdim b'yitzira makdim nami b'tera. It's not happenstance. Well, since we were the last there, we were the last here. Because the lashon kishem, the words of the Medrash, kishem, just as, and for the same reason that man was created last, so too his halachos are described last. The word kishem loymashma hachi doesn't seem to mean that we're just following a pattern. The havalei loymar kevan, the hiktim yitziras behema chaya va'if. If it was just that we're following the same pattern as in Maaseh Bereishis, then the word would be kevan, not kishem. Let's see the answer. V'yesh loymar. The gam Torah son eich yihyu misnahagim. You see, the Torah of how man is to behave, how man is to conduct himself when a woman gives birth, when a child is born, when there's Tumah and Tahara, when he becomes a Mitzorah, or his home has a Nega. Hu davar daimer lebriya. It's very much akin to ongoing creation. K'maysh habriya hu tikunam. Just as creation means establishing man and forming man in the best way possible. Hachinami, Torahson, hi tikun haviyasam. The Torah and the halacha is the means through which man becomes actuated. The way the person is supposed to really be is through fulfillment of the mitzvahs. Otherwise, what is man? Otherwise, man is no different than a mammal. It is the Torah and fulfillment of Torah and mitzvahs which is going to give man his ongoing, successful evolution, the evolution of man, the continuing growth of him becoming what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted him to become, is through his doing Torah u'mitzvos. It's a part of his being ongoing created. He is in an ongoing process of being created. Da'in ha-Torah ela gmar tikunam. I think we may have skipped a line. Let's go back. Hachanami terasin hitikun haviyasam lakach. Kishem shemakdim bebriya chaya va'ofos hachinami b'terasin. That's the meaning of having man's halachas of Tumah and Tahara come last, because like any other mitzvahs of the Torah, they are all, these mitzvahs are all about describing man and how man, in fulfillment of Torah and mitzvahs, is able to continue to evolve, to grow, to become. Deina Torah el gmar tikunam. The Torah is what makes man complete, or moves man toward completion. Ubishvil kach amru. It's for that reason that Chazal said, it says, in all the other days of creation, Yom Sheni, Yom Shlishi, Yom Revi'i, except Yom HaShishi. B'shvil kach amru hoisif hey, that the Torah adds the hey of Yom HaShishi, lomar, to express, shekol ma'isa bereshis ha'yu talui v'omdim, that all of creation was, so to speak, it was, you know, in the hanging in the balance, it was, you know, waiting to see would the Shishi of Sivan, the sixth of Sivan of Kavala Satorah, arrive, and would Am Yisrael accept the Torah? And it all depended on us, the world's ongoing nature, and would the world continue to be the place Hashem wants it to be? If Am Yisrael is mekabel the Torah, yes. Im yikablu Yisrael haTorah mutav. V'im lav, otherwise, yachzeru l'tohu v'vohu, then the world itself is as vacuous and meaningless as it was before Torah. Like Chazal say, the first 2,000 years are tohu v'vohu, the next 2,000 years of Torah, and the last 2,000 are about perfection and the coming of Mashiach. So the idea here is that man's fulfillment of mitzvos, doing the Torah, is man's continued bria. We're continuing to be created. We're taking shape and form as Hashem wants us to. So that's why mentioning and teaching the halachas of man and when is man tahar and tameh comes last, because like bria itself, the height of bria, the very reason for everything that comes before us being created is for the purpose of and to be in service of man. V'zehu mipnei she'en gemar briyasin rak al yedei ha-Torah. Man, Adam, which is Yisrael, only becomes complete, only takes full and proper shape through Torah. She'metakin ha'olam. Torah is what sets the world up and corrects the world and gives it its correct shape and form. V'hu ikr tikuno. V'im lo yikablu yachzor l'tohu v'vohu. Shein kan tikon l'fichach hakol shein briyahu. So these halachos that are so much about the nature of man and the physical nature of man, what happens when a woman gives birth, what happens when a person has a nega, when a physical body has blood, when there's keri, these are all about the physical man. The physical man and his halachos are a continuing description of the bria, the creation of man, the Maral is saying. And that's why the Medrash says, just as the creation of man was on Shishi, after everything else was created, so too, that which is pertinent to man's physical body and what will cause him to be Tahar or Tameh is written last, because it's part of his Bria. These halachos are not just circumstantial. They are, like the Torah itself, part of what continues to create man and shape man. The bria of man is ongoing, with these halachas and these mitzvahs being his tikkun, being the means through which he becomes the completed creation as Hashem wishes the creation of man to be. V'im taymar im kein hoya lahaktim gam kein adam, ki yihya b'yitzera, so then it should say man, adam, before woman. The Mayri Gam came bezachar, v'ilu isha kisazriya, tuma of ayoledes is only in the woman. Le'ayri rak be'isha ve'isha nivra'es ba'achrona. So now he says a fascinating thing. You would assume that the Torah says that man was created, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu took a tzela, and from the tzela fashioned the woman. No. The Maral here invokes the famous Chazal that man was created with both a Zohar and an Akeva aspect, and he says v'yeshlemed adarabah ha'isha nivra'es tchila. Indeed, the order in Parshas Sazria, that it says first Tumas Yaledes, which is only Shayach to a woman, that's because indeed, in creation, that aspect of man that is woman was first. The Isha was Nivreis Tchila. Ki afa gavla inyan shalokach tzela mitzela isav, zahaya acha briyasa adam. Though in taking tzela to separate woman, that happened after man was created. But, saif, briyas chava tchila. Chava was first, dahaksiv. Zachar nekeva bura'am. Vayikra es shemam adam, which means that they were both in Adam. Adam had a zachar and an akeva aspect. Ki nimtza ki kodem l'chein miyad nivreis an akeva. Du partzufin. There were these two faces, two aspects of Adam, zachar and akeva. V'yitziras an akeva tchila. Now, logically, he says the akeva was first. Shekein noisin seder habriya. Habehema, v'achakach isha, v'achakach hazachar. In ascending order of responsibility. If the greater responsibility in Torah and mitzvos is upon the Zachar, then it was the order of Isha, meaning the Keva, and then Ish Zachar. Keva and Sha'ateroya Shehayitzira Haya La'olam Asher Yose B'Madrega B'Achrona. Elsewhere, the Maral famously says that a created substance has what we call substance, chomer, and then it takes shape and meaning and value. That's tzura, chomer and tzura. Isha, particularly as the source of life, is all about chomer, substance itself. But then that man, Adam, affects the world and proactively creates, builds, and through mitzvos shapes the world. That's tzura. Chomer comes before tzura. So nekeva comes before zachar. Gam kein kan haya b'achrona ha-zachar shehu yosef chashev hu mizeh hatam amru rabbeseinu zichrenum levracha shehi'isha memaheres lehi yos gedolu yosef mehe'ish. That's why a woman becomes bas mitzvah a year earlier than a man. The habas, bas yud beis v'yamechad. V'habein, ben yud gimel v'yamechad. Shezehu tashlum gadlus. The more something is going to be complete and have greater capacity, it comes later. Then it comes to completion after that of a lesser order. So what he's saying now is fascinating, that in fact, within the laws of Tumah and Tahar, the fact that it says the laws that pertain to the woman first, and I should say that pertain only to woman, the Yoledes, and Tumas Yoledes, comes before Tsaras, which could be in a man or a woman, and that's because in the creation of man, woman preceded man. And in all of this, in all of what he says about Rabbi Simloi, he says, we understand that in the Bria, that which is less than man, that which is merely a goof, the physical bodies of the birds and the mammals and the fish, they are described first, because that which is compounded and made of both that physical aspect and the neshama that HaKadosh Baruch Hu blew into man, that's going to be greater, and that is going to be mentioned last. And when that greatness requires nurturing, that greatness is not something that can be taken for granted. It needs nurturing, development, ongoing process of Bria, if you will, through man's learning and fulfilling Torah u'mitzvahs. So that's why when describing the halachos of man, man again has his halachas described last. It's interesting, and I'll talk it out. In Sanhedrin, in Chedushi Agodas, the Maharal says, I'll read the words, Ka'asher ein ha'adam kaina al yidei teiru u'mitzvos ma'al elyoina nivdeles. If man is not going to be uplifted and is not going to be distinguished from other life forms through Torah and mitzvot. If man is just going to be just, well, man has intelligence, and who wrote the lismoch al mashiyesh bo hasechel ha'anushi? If you think that man could say, well, I'm a step up from the other creatures simply because I have intelligence, says the Maharal, not so fast. Ve'ein ze nechshav leklum. Because that intelligence does not necessarily mean that man is going to be better. Because if man's intelligence does not lead ultimately to man's greatness, then what's that intelligence worth? Nothing. How many great and intelligent or educated people of various cultures, very close to our own time, were absolutely bestial and barbaric? What did their Sechel Ha'anushi add up to? Nothing. Ve'ein ze nechshav leklum. If it's not with the directives of Torah, if it's not with the will of Hashem shaping man, so then man is indeed not any different from or not above any other mammalian creature. Va'oz yeshlomer helov. The Maharal continues there in Chedushi Agodas and Sanhedrin. Ki adarabba, hayitush kaida. The flea came before you, because that creature is of tremendous importance, and you are not important unless you fulfill your higher mission. Your higher mission depends upon your Torah and mitzvos. But that's the reason why, just like in the sense of the progression of creation, the other creatures were created first, so too, because of the need that Adam, that man has, for Torah and mitzvos to create him and shape him, therefore his mitzvos and his Torah of Tum and Tahara follows after that of the lower creatures. That's the meaning of this Medrash of Reb Shmuloi in the first Rashi in Tazriyah.